Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed. We're getting Beres Hashem close to the end of the Masechta, beautiful Masechta. We begin on Chav Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, with the words Itma. We learned in the Beis Medrash, we said in the Beis Medrash, Chol Lios the Atot Tetzave. If Parsha Shkolim comes out when we read Tetzave, Parshas Tetzave, that's the week before Kisisa, by the way, which is very important. So if Shkolim comes out in Tetzave, so then next week you're going to read Kisisa, and this week you're going to read Kisisa as well. So how do you do the laning? So I'm Rav Yitzchok Nachman. We'll have a machlokas over here. Rav Yitzchok Nachman tells us, Karu Shisa Me'atav Tetzave Ad Kisisa. You first read six aliyahs, since again we have, according to this opinion, we're saying that the maftir is included in the seven required aliyahs. Again, the same thing would apply if you didn't hold like that, so then you would read seven in the first Sefer Torah, and then the eighth aliyah would be the maftir. So it's not a difference, but just work within the sheet that the Gemara is using, that the maftir is incorporated as one of the seven obligatory aliyahs. So he said, the laning starts from the beginning of Tetzaveh, and you read it all the way through until the end of the parasha, Ad Kisisa, until the start of Kisisa. And then the seventh aliyah is the start of Kisisa. So you have that person, L'chad, reads from the second Sefer Torah, starting from Mikisisa, Ad Yosisa. Reads again, we've mentioned many times already, in the first Rishon Aliyah, he reads what we would read on a Monday or a Thursday, what's called the Kohen and Levi Aliyah, which is from the very beginning until Yosisa. Fine. Amar Abaye disagrees with Yitzchok Nachman. We turn to Lamed Amud Aleph. And Abaye says, Amre, if you do what Rav Yitzchok Nachman said, you're going to lead to a tremendous takala. People are going to say, Ok midhu duka mok mehasam. Since you're reading continuously in the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah doesn't have a clear break out of the parashas, they'll say that, oh, this is just a regular reading of the parasha. We see you following right along in your chumash, and we just keep on going. So this is not something special. This is not shkolim. This is just a continuation of the laning. If you follow Rav Yitzchok Nachman, people are going to not realize it's parasha shkolim. So what does Rabbi say? El Omer Rabbiye Karu Shisa. Read the six aliyos from the beginning of Tetzave. Mi v'atot Tetzave Ad v'yosisa. You read the first six aliyos, including the beginning part of Kisisa, and then reread the beginning of Kisisa. When you take out the second Sefer Torah, read the Chad Tani from the beginning of Kisisa. Karu Mi Kisisa Ad v'yosisa. So he reads the Kohen and Levi aliyah in Kisisa. So perfect. That way, nobody will make any mistakes. You're doubling it up. You're reading it twice. Therefore, everybody say, hey, how come we're rereading it? It must be Parsha Shkolim. Gemara questions all of this in the following brisa. Meisvei, the question first comes on Rav Yitzchok Nachman, but we'll see that ultimately the same question that's on Rav Yitzchok Nachman will apply to Abaye as well. So it sounds like it's going to be just a kasha on Rav Yitzchok Nachman, but ultimately both will have to reread this brisa differently. So we start off by asking Rav Yitzchok Nachman, what happens with Cholios with Parsha Smuchala if Parsha Shkolim falls out of the Parsha that is next to it? In other words, it falls out of the one before Kisisa, which is Tetzaveh, or falls out of the one after it, which is Vayakel. Each of these two Parshios, either Tetzaveh or Vayakel, you're going to double read. That's the way we're going to understand this right now. You're going to read twice Parsha Shkolim on that Shabbos. Now, Gemara says, this works out well according to Abaye, although we'll see not fully well. This works out well according to Abaye when Parsha of Shkolim comes out on Tetzaveh. So Abaye just said, you read the first six aliyahs, they read up into and including Kisisa, and then you read Kisisa again. So it works out very well. However, Elo reads of Navcha, who said that you only read it one time, you go all the way in the first six aliyahs until just Kisisa, and then you read the seventh aliyah Kisisa, where do you find Korinosov, Kovlinosov, where do you double it off? Bela Rietzov Navcha, Kasha. So Kasha seems to be only on Rietzov Navcha. Rietzov Navcha says, I'm looking at Rietzov Navcha, Olabai Minicha. What? You got no problem about it? Everything is very comfortable. Everything's very easy for you? No. That works out great according to this way that we understood it when Parsha Shkolim is Tetzaveh. Okay, because then you're reading Kisisa once and you're reading Kisisa twice, that Shabbos. But what happens when Shkolim comes out on Vayakel? So then when would you have the double reading? Teinach lefonea works out great according to you, Abaye, the way we just understood this, when Shkolim is Tetzaveh. Uliachrea, hechi mishkach zob, when is Vayakel? You're not going to read it twice on Vayakel. Where does that come up? Ella, what are you going to say? How are you going to answer this up? I'll answer it the same way. So it doesn't mean you're doubling it up on the same Shabbos. You're meaning you're reading it two Shabbos in a row. You're reading it Tetzaveh, and then next week's Parshas Kisisa, or you're reading it Kisisa, and the next week by Shkolim, Parshas Vayakel. So I'll say the same thing. So I have no problem. You're reading it two Shabbos in a row, not that you're doubling it up twice on the same Shabbos. Therefore, the question falls off both of us. Where it says, Cholios bechisisa. What happens if Parshas Kol comes out on Parshas Kisisa, Atzma, itself? So, in that situation, Amar Yitzchak Napa, or Yitzchak Napa says, Karushisa, we read six aliyahs, but we skip Rishon. We start from the Osisa. You skip the Kohen and Levi aliyah on a Monday or Thursday, and you just start from the Osisa Kira Nechoshes. You just start from there. You see, so advayaka, and you finish till the end of the parsha, and then you go back and you read the beginning part. V'chad kari, the second sefer Torah, you read mikisisa aviyosisa. So Gemara says that's crazy. I'm asking Lo Abaye, Hashda Amre Lamafreyu Dekari. People are going to say that you're allowed to read out of order because they'll see that basically you skip the first bunch of psukim. You skipped the beginning of Kisisa, and then you came back and read it later. So they'll say, oh, your person's allowed to go and read something that is totally out of order. So therefore, Abaye says that can't be the way to understand it. El Omar Abaye. Abaye says, Kari Shisa, you read the first six from the very beginning of the parasha, Advayako. You read the entire parasha Kisisa, and then you go and reread the Rishon part, the beginning part, the Chad, the second Sefer Torah, Tani, the Kari, Mi Bi, Mi Kisisa, Vi Ad, Vi Osisa. So then they reread that, and that's the way you do it when it comes out on parasha Kisisa. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, Tani Chavosi, the Bible, the Brisa, in support of this, what Abaye just said. The Bryce says Beferish. If it comes out on Parshas Kisisa itself, Shkolim is Kisisa, so then Korinosah v'Kofalosah. You read it twice that very Shabbos, like we just said. Very good. Now we quote the Mishnah. Cholios b'socha Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out, not on Shabbos itself, but it comes out b'socha Shabbos, during the week before Shabbos. In other words, Rosh Chodesh is any day other than Shabbos. Makdimim l'Shabbos she'avra. So then we pull up Parshas Shkolim to the preceding Shabbos. Push it back to the Shabbos that's already in Adar, but you go to the last Shabbos in Shavuot, and that is Parshas Shkolim. Itmar, they said further in the base Medrash, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios Bi'Erev Shabbos. What about on Friday? Is there the same din? When we just said by Shabbos, everybody agrees that if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so that's Parshas Shkolim. And it says Beferish, when it comes out B'Socha Shabbos, that seems to imply Sunday through Thursday. But now, they said in the base Medrash, what happens when it comes out on Friday? If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Friday, so then it's a machlokas. Rav Amar Makdimim, Ushmul Amar Ma'achrin. Rav says you move it to the same earlier day Shabbos as you did for Sunday through Thursday. The same thing applies by Friday. You move it to the last Shabbos in Shvat. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, no, in that situation, when Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, you actually make Shkolim on Beis, which is Shabbos the day afterwards. Ma'achrin. Why? Rav Matimim, Rav says you move it earlier to the last Shabbos in Shvat, because the MK in Batzulu Yomei Shulchanos. Because if you push it back, you're not going to have the minimum 2 week time between the announcement, the Parsha Shkolim, and the setting up of the tables, which we said is on Tezvav. So if you move it to Beis, so then between 2 and 15, you only have 13 days, because then if Beis is when you're making the announcement of Shkolim, and the 15th is when the Shulchanios come out, so then it's only 13 days, and that's not enough. We said previously the minimum amount of time is 2 weeks. That was like the opinion of Shimon Gamaliel, who says that you have to have 2 week announcement time. Fine. That understands Rav very well. What about Shmuel? Doesn't Shmuel agree with that? Well, Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, no, you push it to Beis Adar. If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so then we make Shkolim Beis Adar, Shabbos. Why? On the luck, because he says, so, even your problem, your concern that you only have 13 days, so then the 13th day would come out on a Friday. We don't set up Shulchanios on Friday. So, Chamesa B'mali Shabbata Mikla, V'Shulchanios Lunafki Ad Chad B'Shaba. We don't put out tables. People are too busy Friday that you should start putting out the announcements of Shkolim. So they put it out on Sunday anyway, so that's more than 2 weeks, so therefore there's no problem anyway. Where it said, our Mishnah, tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, Cholios B'Socha Shabbos, our Mishnah said, if it falls out, Rosh Chodesh, in the Socha Shabbos, Makdim L'Shavar, you move it to the last Shabbos, you move it up, you move it to the last Shabbos in Shvat. Exactly like Rav said, U'mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and then you'll have a break Shabbos, that first Shabbos in Adar will be nothing, and then you'll have Zohar the following Shabbos. So my lav, afilu b'erev Shabbos, isn't this also applicable, whether it's on Sunday through Thursday, or Friday as well? Just like Rav said, Kasha and Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. B'socha Shabbos Davka. When it said, Chol Yos B'socha Shabbos, it means in the middle of the week. And Friday is not called the middle of the week. It's the end of the week. So therefore, it doesn't actually include Friday. So Shmuel would say, the Mishnah is not against me. Try again, Toshma. The Braisa tells us, Ezoi Shabbos Rishono. What is the first Shabbos of the Dalet Parashios, the Arba Parashios? So it depends. Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Ador Lios B'socha. When Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. So the day of Rosh Chodesh is during that week. Vafilu b'Erev Shabbos. So that's when we say that you move it forward to the previous last Shabbos in Shvat. Exactly like Rav said. Now, my love, Afilu b'Erev Shabbos dumi d'tocha. Doesn't this seem to imply that Erev Shabbos has the same exact halacha as the middle of the week, Sunday through Thursday? My love, Afilu b'Erev Shabbos dumi d'tocha. Ma tocha makdimim. Af Erev Shabbos makdimim. So they're all moved up, exactly like Rav said. Kasha and Shvua. Shmuel says, no, you have the incorrect gears in the Brisa. Instead of reading it, Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Ador Lios b'socha, you read it, ba. Amar Shmuel, the correct reading should be ba. And the Chayim Torah of Shmuel, and this is the way they learned in the base Medrash of Shmuel, ba. So they would read it, Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Ador Lios ba. If Rosh Chodesh Ador comes out of Shabbos, and Vafil Erev Shabbos, or even Friday, then Parsha Shkolim is on that Shabbos, either Aleph, Rosh Chodesh, or Beis of Ador. So therefore, Rav and Shmuel both can understand these, the Mishnah and the Braisa, with no problem to their Shita. And in fact, the Gemara says this is a Machlokas Tanoi, Rav and Shmuel, with a great first generation Amoraim, but this Machlokas preceded that. This is a Machlokas Tanoi. Where is that? We see the following Braisa. It says, Misorgin. Misorgin was a word we had previously in terms of reading the Megillah, and then pausing. It means reading it and then stopping. Reading and stopping. So, Misargin l'Shabbosos, you're allowed to go and have a break in the Arba Parashos. They don't have to be that Parashas Shkolim is immediately preceding. The following Shabbos will be Parashas Zohar. So, Shkolim and Zohar don't have to be one right next to the other. You can have a pause in between them. You can have a break in the Shabbos of nothing in between them. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees. He says, Omer, ain't Misargin. He says, no, there isn't a break between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zohar. Now, that's not for all times. It's under specific circumstances, as the Gemara now continues the Braisa. Amar Shimon Elazar, a Masani Omer e Misorgim. Under what circumstance do I say that Shkolim is always going to be the Shabbos, and immediately following it will be Parsha Zohar? So a Masani Omer e Misorgim only Bizman Shcholios be Erev Shabbos. That's when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos. So then it's pushed back in time to the Shkolim to Shabbos will be on Beis Adar, and then the following week, Tes Adar will be Zohar. In that situation, Shkolim and Zohar are always one after the other. However, Avuzman Shkolios B'Socha Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Sunday through Thursday, so then there is a break. Then I agree there is a break. Then Makdim, Kore Mishabbos She'ovra, Afabishu Shvat. Then they move it up to the last Shabbos in Shvat. So only in that situation is there a break. So clearly, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he holds like Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi, he holds like Rav. We, of course, paskin like Rav in this situation. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Bashniya, the second of the four Shabbosos is Parsha Zohar, v'chule. So Itmar, we said in the base Medrash, Purim, Shecholios Be'er Shabbos, and Purim comes out on a Friday, the famous Purim Mishulosh year for Shushan Purim in Eretz Yisrael, where you have Dinim of Purim on both Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Fascinating scenario. So then, in that situation, Purim Shechol Yos Be'erev Shabbos, Rav Amar Makdim in Parsha Zohar. He says that Parsha Zohar is the preceding week, not the day after Purim, which would be Shushan Purim. Whereas Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar No Ma'achrin, that you make Parsha Zohar after Purim, and that you would read it on Shabbos of Shushan Purim, Tes Vav. Rav Amar Makdim, Gemara says, Ki Hechad Ol Tipto Masil Zechira. That's because we know that Hayamim Ma'ele Niskorim V'Nasim, so these days have to have the Zechira Niskorim before the Nasim. So therefore, you always have to have Zechira, which would be the reading of Parsha Zohar coming before the performance of the mitzvahs of Purim. So Rav makes very, very good sense. Very, very obvious that you have to have Parsha Zohar before Purim. I, Shmuel, according to you, Parsha Zohar is coming out after Purim, on Shushan Purim. So Shmuel, Omar Ma'akri, says, no, you don't read Parsha Zohar the week before, you read it on Tez Vav, which is Shushan Purim, which is after Purim. So how does he deal with this? Niskorim v'nasim. So Omar Loch, so he says, no, Kivon di'ika mukofim di'avdei v'chameisar, asiyo zechir v'adi adot de'ko'asyon. He says, no, you don't have over here the asiyah preceding the zechira, you have it occurring simultaneously, and that's okay. So the people that are mukofim choma, the people that are celebrating Shushan Purim on Tesvav, so they're having the laning of Parsha Zohar, as well as some of the mitzvos of the day, those that are noeg on Shabbos of Shushan Purim, so therefore there isn't a problem. You don't have the zechira being coming after the Asiyah, they're coming at the same time, and that's acceptable. Tanan, We learned in our Mishnah, Bashniya Zohar. We learned in our Mishnah that the second of the Shabbosos is Parsha Zohar. And if Rosh Chodesh were to occur on Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh Adar, meaning that Purim is going to be on Friday, if Aleph is on Shabbos, so then the 15th will be Shabbos and the 14th will be Friday. So Mikla, Purim, Be'er, Shabbos, in that situation where Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, so Purim is going to be on a Friday, Uktani, Bashnia Zohar. And it says that the second Shabbos, you read Zohar. That seems to be in exactly in accord with Rav, and not like Shmuel. Again, Kasha on Shmuel. So Amar Papa, Rav Papa says that's not a problem for Shmuel. When it says Mai Shnia, you have to understand that the way we've always understood it, the second of the Dalet Parashos, it doesn't mean the second week. Shnia Lav Soka, it means the second Shabbos that you're reading a special Parsha, even though there's a break in between. No problem, because you have on Aleph Adar, you reach Shkolim. Then on the next Shabbos, which is the 8th of Adar, you don't read anything. And then on the 15th of Adar, you read Parsha Zohar. Not a problem. That's meaning the Shnia. Where it says, no, still try again, Toshma, Ezo, Shabbos, Shnia. This Bryce says, what is the second Shabbos? Kol Shechol Purim, Lios Pesoch. It means the Shabbos that has Purim falling out during the week. And Va'afil Be'er Shabbos, even on Friday. So therefore, you seem to be reading the Parsha Zohar on the preceding Shabbos, like Rav, not like Shmuel. My love. Are we talking about Purim falling out on Erev Shabbos just like during the week? My love, Erev Shabbos do me the Zohar. Ma tocha makdimim af Erev Shabbos makdimim. So you move it up no matter what, whether it's Sunday through Thursday, it's Purim. Well, Purim is Friday, it's the same din. You make Parsha Zohar the week beforehand, like Rav, Kasha, and Shmuel. And again, Omer Shmuel said, you have the incorrect gears in the Brisa. Just like we had before, it wasn't Besoch, it was Ba, so to be it. B'chein tonen de Shmuel, Ba. It says over here. The Brisa is read, Kol Shechol Purim Lios Ba. If Purim comes out on Shabbos, it can't come out on our calendar that way, but when the days of the Edim, they would have Purim could come out on Shabbos. And Afilu Erev Shabbos. And the same thing would apply if it was Erev Shabbos. So if Purim comes out, this is the way Shmuel had the Girsa. If Shmuel, and the Chintan Vei Shmuel, and they learn the base manager of Shmuel the same way, that if Purim comes out on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos, then you read Parasha Zohar on the Shabbos itself and not on the week beforehand. Okay. Now the Gemara says, what happens Chol Yos B'Shabbos Atzma? What happens if Purim comes out on Shabbos itself? Like we just said, it's a possibility in those days that could happen when you had the Edom coming and saying that we saw the new moon. Our calendar, it can never occur that way. Chol Yos B'Shabbos Atzma. So then, does this same machlokas apply? Amar Rav Huna, L'divrei HaKol E'Makdim. Then even Rav would say, L'divrei HaKol, certainly Shmuel, but even Rav would say that you make Parsha Zohar on Shabbos itself, on Yud Dalet, and not on Zion the week before. Whereas Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman says, no, even in this situation, there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Adayin hi machlokes. Rav would say you move it to the week before, on Zion, Adar, and Shmuel would say, no, you leave it on Yud Dalet. Itmanami, we have a statement that was made that seems to agree with Rav Nachman's opinion that there was even a machlokas in this situation when Purim comes out on Shabbos that Rav says you move it forward to Zion and not like the opinion that said even Rav would be kuli alma, everybody would agree that you read it on your dalet. And that was it. Manami said in the base medrash, Amar Rechia Bar Abba. Rechia Bar Abba said, Amar Rabbi Abba in the name of Rabbi Abba, who said the name of Amar Rav. Purim Cholios B'Shabbos, Beferish Makdim V'Korim B'Shabbos Sha'aru Zohar. You read Parsha Zohar in the preceding week, Zion Adar. Then we quote the Mishnah, the third of the four parashos, Bashlishas Paradum Vuchule. So Tanur Rabban, we learn the Brayse, says, Oh, Yishabbos Shlishas. What is it referring to the third Shabbos, the third parasha? Kol Shesmuchul Purim Me'acharel. It means the Shabbos that follows Purim. Shesmuchul Purim Me'acharel, on the back end of Purim. So that following Shabbos, after Purim, that's when we read Parashas Parah. Where it says, wait a second, Itmar, we learn the base medrash, Rav Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Shabbos HaSmuchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's the Shabbos that's next to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, there could be that that's not the Shabbos that's right after Purim. So, seems to be a machlokas. Where it says, no, please, no, they're talking about different scenarios. Ha, Dikla, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, so that's when Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina said that there's not going to be Parshas Parah on the Shabbos immediately after Purim, because it's not going to be a break between Purah and Chodesh. You want to have those two together because Purah, so to say, introduces Chodesh. So then you have to delay Parshas Purah a week, and it won't be the week right after Purim. It will be the week before Rosh Chodesh, which is when we read Parshas HaChodesh. But our Mishnah, Ha'adik l'b'yemtza Shabbos, that's when you have Rosh Chodesh coming out on a weekday, so then you're going to have Parshas HaChodesh the week before, and then you're going to have Parshas Purim the week before that, which will always be the week after Purim, the Shabbos after Purim. And the Mishnah said, Boravias, the fourth of the Arba Parashos, Achodesh Zeluchan, Parshas Achodesh. So, Tana Rabbanu, we're in the Brisa. Now, this Brisa, we brought down bits and pieces of it till now. Now we're going to see the whole Brisa inside. Tana Rabbanu, Rosh Chodesh Ador, Shecholios B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Ador comes out on Shabbos itself, that's how we started off this whole discussion. Koran Kisi, so that's Parshas Shkolim. U'maftirim B'Yoyoda. So, and we read the Haftarah of Yo Yoda. We discussed all of this previously, so we won't discuss it further now. Then Zoe Shabbos Rishona, and which Shabbos is that? Kol Shchol Rosh Chodesh Ador Lios B'Solchov Afil Be'erev Shabbos. So that would be, if it falls out on Shabbos itself, so then that's Shabbos Shkolim, but the way we Halacha L'Maisa Paskin, the way we understood this, like Rav, is that you move otherwise the Parshas Shkolim to the last Shabbos in Shvat, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Friday as well. Fine. Bashnia, the second of the four parashos, is Parashas Zohar, and we read Parashas Zohar on that Shabbos. Umaftirin, and you have the Haftorah, is Pokadati, which deals with the Muhammad's Shol against the Amalek. Fine. There is Zohi Shabbos Shnia, and which Shabbos will this come out on? So Kol Shechol Purim Lios B'Socha, when Purim comes out on a weekday, Vafilu Be'er Shabbos, Sunday through Friday, if Purim comes out on that day, so then Parashas Zohar is the Shabbos before that. And, of course, Purim can't come out on Shabbos in our calendar, as we already mentioned. The third of the four parashas, which leashes Parah Duma, that's Parashas Parah, U'maftirin, and we have the special Haftorah of Zerakti Aleichem. This is dealing with the Mirtz Hashem, the third Beis HaMikdash, where Yemenu should come in Yechesko. So it tells us that they'll have to have a new Parah Duma, and the people will come to Tar, Zerakti Aleichem. Fine. Ve'izor Yishabbos Shlishis, and which could this be? So it's normally Kol Shesmucho LePurim Miachra. It's the Shabbos that follows Purim. So that is normally when we have Parshas Parah, with the exception that we said when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, and then there'll be a break. It won't be the Shabbos immediately following Purim, it will be a Shabbos after that. And then finally, Barvius, the fourth of the Dalai Parshos, HaChodesh Hazeh, that's Parshas HaChodesh. So we read, of course, from Bo, U'maftirin, Ko Amar Hashem, Elokim, Barishon, Bi'echod LaChodesh. And read the Haftorah that also comes from Yecheskel that deals with this subject as well. We turn to Lamed Omud Beis, Beizo He Shabbos Revius, and what is the possibilities for this? So Koshcho Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Besocha, Lafil Be'er Shabbos. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on any one of these days, Sunday through Thursday, and Friday as well, so then you move it up to the week before, and then that's Parshas Chodesh. When it comes out on Shabbos, so then Shabbos itself is Parshas HaChodesh. So this is essentially a compilation of the calendar for the month of Adar and the Dalit Parashos. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch who discusses this. There's some interesting mnemonics that are given there. The only days that Rosh Chodesh Adar can fall out on is a mnemonic called Zabdu. Rosh Chodesh cannot come out on days that aren't Zabdu. So Rosh Chodesh can't come out on a Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Adar can never come out on a Sunday. It can never come out on a Tuesday. It can never come out on a Thursday. So it only can come out on Zayin, Shabbos, Beis, Monday, Dalit, Wednesday, and Vav, Friday. And based upon that, there's another interesting mnemonic that says Zatu, Bo, Dad, and Uviyo, which tells us that based upon which day Rosh Chodesh comes out on, does it come out on Shabbos? So then you have certain possibilities happening. It's come out on a Monday, certain possibilities happening, etc. And the whole Siman Shulchan Aruch to go through all of the things that we just did. Very, very interesting. Fine. We quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Bechamish is now the fifth week." Well, there is no fifth week. We only have the Arba Parshos. So then, Chozrin lechesidron v'chule. Then you go back to the regular laning. There's no special laning anymore at that point in time. And we had alluded to this already in yesterday's shiur, that this really is speaking of two possible ideas. And the Seder Mai, that's what the Gemara now starts off and asks, and says, what do you mean you go back to the order? What order are we talking about? So there's two possibilities, Rav Ami and Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Ami, Omar, he says, L'Seder Parashos Huchozer, that you actually stopped reading the regular Shabbos laning. So for Parashos Shkolim, they didn't read the regular Parashah, whether it was Tetzaveh, whether it was Vayakel, you didn't read the regular laning, you just read the Dalit Parashos. You read only Shkolim. That was the entire laning. For Zohar, you just read Zohar. That was the laning. It's very short, so I don't know what they actually did in terms of practice, according to the sheet of Rav Ami. How do you get seven aliyahs out of that? Did they read it seven times, or they obviously maybe added additional psukim? But you didn't read the regular weekly parasha. That's what Rav Ami said for the Dalit Parashios. And therefore, on the fifth one, meaning after you finish Parshas HaChodesh, so the next week you go back to where you left off in the Seder of Parshios, the Seder of Parshios HaChodesh. So if the first week had been Tetzaveh, and that was interrupted because of Shkolim, and then you had Zoch, and then you had Par, and then you had Chodesh, and now you'd go back and you'd read Tetzaveh after those four Parshios. That's the opinion of Rav Ami. That's not the way we, of course, Paskin or do. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar, he says, L'Seder HaFtaros HaChodesh. He says, no. These Dalit Parshios, you read the regular laning every one of those weeks. And you just have a special maftir, which is called the maftir of Shkolim, of Zohar, of Parah, of Chodesh, and a special Haftorah. And now, when you finish those, you go back to the regular maftir and the regular Haftorah that you would read for that normal Shabbos laning. So this is the machlokas. Amar Abaye says, Kavose, the Rav Ami, Mistabra. The fact that it says the word Chozrin, it means that you go back to reading the regular laning, meaning that for these 4 weeks you did not read the regular lanings. Because look at our Mishnah, the Tan, Lakol Mafsik, and it said that we always interrupt for everything. When you have these holidays, you interrupt the regular laning. L'Rosh Chodesh, L'Rosh Chodashim, L'Chanuk, L'Purim, L'Taniyos. We said you interrupt, if it's Rosh Chodesh, on a Monday or Thursday, you don't read the normal Monday or Thursday laning. You read Rosh Chodesh, same thing with Chanukah. You don't read the regular laning. You read on a Monday or Thursday, Chanukah laning, whatever day you're up to, L'Purim. When Purim comes out, you read Yavo Amalek, and you don't read the Monday or Thursday laning. L'Taniyos, you read Vayachal, you don't read the regular Monday or Thursday laning. And as well, L'Mamados, which we don't have, but we mentioned, we talked about this multiple times already, that they would have the laning from Parshas Bereishis, so they wouldn't lay on Monday or Thursday, the weekly Parshas. They would continue the reading in Bereishis. And finally, Yom Kippur, which we said meant Yom Kippur by Mincha time, instead of reading, if it was on Shabbos, the Shabbos laning that you would normally read by Shabbos Mincha, you read Parshas Yonah, you read the Maftu Yonah. And therefore, these all replace the regular laning. Now, according to Rav Ami, everything works out very, very well. Let's say the Parshas Suchozah, you go back to reading the regular laning, Hainu Dika Parshas Bachol. There is a parasha on the weekday, so it says, okay, when Rosh Chodesh is over, so the next time, Rosh Chodesh is on Monday, so on Thursday, you'll read the regular laning. You go back to the regular laning. Eleman the Yomar, let's say the Haftoros, then it says that you go back to the regular Haftoros, so when is there a Haftorah for any of these weekday lanings? Haftorah b'chol mi'ika. We don't have Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh, we don't have Haftorah Chanukah on Purim, so what is it talking about, that you go back to the regular Haftorah, if that's what you're saying? There is no regular Haftorah. So Gemara says, no, what were you going to say to that? So you would say, no, the Idach, he says, no, they're two separate things. One is that you're mafsik, you interrupt the regulating, and then, in the appropriate situation, for the Shabbos, you go back to the regular Shabbos Haftorah, but not when there's no Haftorah. Hoki the Isa, for Hoki the Isa. Each one is different. The two things aren't jumped together that it always means all of them. No, for some, it means you just go back to the regulating, and for some, where it's appropriate, you go back to the Haftorah as well. Still, the Gemara is not happy, even though Rav Yirmiyah is the way we paskin. Gemara wants to make sure that we understand Rav Yirmiyah's sheet 100%. Obetanios, lomeli havsaka. So then on a tainis, how come we have an interruption? On a tainis, as Rashi explains, this really goes on Rav Yirmiyah because he's the one that says we don't like to interrupt unless we have to. So on a tainis, you shouldn't have to interrupt. By Shachris time, laying the regular weekly Seder, and then by Mincha, which you normally don't lay, so then you'll read Vayichal by Mincha. Why don't we say, if Rav Yirmiyah is correct, that we shouldn't interrupt Shachris. By Shachris, do the regular Monday laning, and then Mincha time, you read Vayichal, and you have the best of both worlds. Likrei Mitzafra, read the Monday morning, that's the Tainis, Binyana Diyoma, the regular laning of that Monday for that week. And by Mincha time, you read Vayichal, B'Tanisa. Oh, why don't you do that, Rav Yirmiyah? So Gemara says, oh, you see from here, Messiah Lila Rav Huna, from the fact that we don't do that, that even Rav Yirmiyah says that you have to go and read Vayichal by Shachris, that's a proof to what Rav Huna said. What did Rav Huna say? Then Rav Huna, Mitzafra Kinufya, that Bedavka, you're gathering in the morning regarding the Tainis. The Tainis isn't the gathering just in the afternoon by Mincha time. You're Bedavka gathering because of the Tainis by Shachris. What does it mean? Hechi Avdinan, what are we talking about? Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Mitzafra Lepagidiyoma, in the morning when you go to shul in the morning, and until the middle of the day, until Chatzos, Ma'ininon b'mile d'masa. You have to go and look, see, how come we're having this drought? Why are we having all these tzaras? Why are we having a fast over here? Let's go and be ma'ayin, let's go and investigate b'mile d'masa. What's going on in town? What are we doing wrong? And we can correct it. And then the second half of the day, Mipago d'yoma, Lepanya d'riva d'yoma, and in the second half of the day, in the first half of the second half of the day, so from noon until 3 hours into the afternoon, the first half of the afternoon. So what do they do then? That's when Karinan, they go and read the Sefer Torah, and the Bach changes the gears from Kora to Karinon and Umaftere, and you have the Haftorah for Dirshu, Hashem Yimotso. So you read Vayachal, and you have the Haftorah. And then in the second half of the afternoon, from 3 to 6, Tzurvi Ariva Deyoma, the second half of the afternoon, the last quarter of the day, Borachmi. That's when you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, this Pasuk from Nehemiah, Vayikru B'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem, Revius Hayom, Urvius. Now the word we have is Hayom, but that's not really in the Pasuk, so we'll delete it, Mizvadim Umishtachavim. So it tells us that you break up the day into part of the time that you're going and reading Torah. That's the first part, and you're reading from the Vayichal and the Haftorah. And the second part, you're going and you're saying Vidui, and you're bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beseeching him to help us out. So you see that this is done in the afternoon. So Messiah laid to Rav Huna that in the morning they have davening and gathering, and they need Vayichal in the morning, and the afternoon too. Maybe it's all in the morning. Why don't we say that this pasuk is referring not to the second half of the afternoon, the first half of the afternoon and the second half of the afternoon, but it's referring to the first half of the morning and the second half of the morning. The epachano, we should flip it around. So says, lo sokadai, don't think that for a second. They'll say, because the pasuk says, ve'elai yosfu kol chored b'divrei elokei Yisrael. And you'll gather around me all those people that are charedim, all those people that are very much interested in doing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll talk about al-mal ha-gola, about the sins of the golus, v'ani yoshev mishomeim ad l'mincha so'erev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel, is sitting there in shock until the afternoon. So, uksiv, and it says, furthermore, and this is a pasuk also from Nehemiah, over Minchas Erev, Kamti Mitanisi. And then, when we bring the Karban Tomid, Shabbat Rabbi, in the afternoon, Karban Tomid, so then we stop fasting. After that, that's when the fast ends. So you see that this is the order of the day. Rabbi Yirmiyahu is, in fact, correct in suggesting that you have to say the push aside the regular laning on a Monday or Thursday in the morning as well. You can't just be Yotze with the laning of Eichal in the afternoon. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.